With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is on the campaign trail in Arizona. The former president spoke in the battleground state Thursday afternoon, telling crowds if elected, he would end illegal immigration and electric vehicle mandates on day one. He emphasized the need for America to be energy independent, and he said his administration will increase fracking. He also encouraged the crowd to get out and vote, saying he needs the election to be too big to rig. Florida officials are suing the Justice Department over its control of the investigation into the September assassination attempt against President Trump. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Florida's Attorney General Ashley Moody says the state is suing the Justice Department after it was told not to interview witnesses or take other steps while the federal investigation was ongoing into the discovery of an armed man at Donald Trump's West Palm Beach golf resort. The Justice Department cited federal law, which says an attempted assassination of a political candidate will be investigated by the FBI and state jurisdiction is then suspended. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said state charges against the suspect, Ryan Root, would be pursued in addition to federal charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Samuel L. Jackson appeared at Kamala Harris's Georgia rally Thursday, saying he supports her candidacy because they share the same favorite cuss word. The Pulp Fiction actor didn't actually say the expletive while on stage, but he mumbled enough of the letters for supporters to guess. Jackson then said, quote, "I don't know about you, but that's the kind of president I can stand behind. That's the kind of president I could see leading our country forward," end quote. By the time all of Harris's celebrity endorsers finished on stage, many in the crowd were leaving before Harris even got on stage. This is SRN News. The battle over homosexual marriage comes to South Korea.
2 million evangelical Christians in the country are planning to pray together on Sunday as lawmakers consider a bill that would allow same-sex couples to share health care benefits. Clergymen and pro-family advocates in South Korea fear that if the measure passes, it will be the first step toward eventual legalization of homosexual unions. Asia is socially conservative as a rule, but a growing number of countries there are beginning to legalize gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has heard arguments on whether he should temporarily block a new Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. Opponents say the law is an unconstitutional violation of separation of church and state. Proponents argue the measure is not solely religious, but that it has historical significance to the foundation of law in this country. This is SRN News. It was an up-and-down day on Wall Street.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish after Tesla surged and IBM slumped following their latest profit reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Thursday, breaking its first three-day losing streak since early September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 140 points. That's about 0.3%. The Dow was weighed down by a big drop in IBM. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. Tesla soared almost 22%. Elon Musk's electric vehicle company had its second biggest gain on record after turning in much better than expected results. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.21%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Boeing factory workers have voted against the company's latest contract offer and will remain on the picket line 6 weeks into a strike that stopped production of its best-selling jetliners. More details at SRNnews.com.